time now for our Chaz and AJ Senior Spotlight. Today, it's Joey Okeson from Southbury.
Yes.
Joey.
He'll be giving
What's up?
Yay!
He'll be giving a one-minute graduation speech to the class of 2020. Recently named to the U.S. Pro Halfpipe Team.
Damn.
One of six guys on the planet.
Yay!
Just signed on with an agent last Friday. Octagon with an office in Stanford. It's one of the biggest firms.
Awesome.
In September, he hits the road with the U.S. team and will travel to Utah, then Switzerland, Australia, etc. This too long to list.
Wow.
He plays on an AAU baseball team based in Orange called The Grind. He visits skate parks all over New England and snowboards with his home mountain being Okemo.
Nice.
Okemo! He liked to spend his summer traveling to every decent skate park in Connecticut. Decent.
Right.
What's that, like three?
Yeah. All three of them.
And make a film with his buddies. He also wants to teach kids how to skateboard.
Awesome.
Nice.
Side note, his mom's the greatest SVP of a radio company ever.
Woo-hoo!
And this week, named most influential woman in radio by Radio Inc. magazine.
Bravo, bravo.
Yeah,
author, book writer, author.
Joey! How are you?
What's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
We're going to embarrass you a little bit more. We're going to play this audio. This is from the U.S. Open. Why don't you set this clip up? You had two runs before this one, right?
Yeah.
And they didn't go well.
No, I had trouble on the last trick both times, so I was definitely stressing about that.
So everything was on the line here. Here he is.
Yeah.
This makes this even more memorable at this 2020 Burton U.S. Open Snowboarding Championship. Joey Okeson down there in 10th place, but rode so well to qualify to get into this final. And this kid is absolutely capable of putting down a score that starts with a 9. Nice little wall ride, then air to Fakie into the cab 720. Interesting move, opting not to go with the flyout and drop right into the super pipe.
Just goes huge on that double crippler. And this was the trick he's been having problems on all day. And he lands it.
Listen to that crowd. I just got chills.
I got goosebumps too, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Super cool games from Vermont. This is first open, so I bet he's so happy.
Your very first one.
Nice, man.
Unbelievable. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was going through your mind before you took that run?
I just, like, felt numb. I just had so much adrenaline because I've never snowboarded in front of so many people before, and they were super loud, so it was just, like, I couldn't feel anything, and I was just excited.
There you go.
So on your third run, when you're 10th place, you're thinking, what do I got to lose, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, only go up from here, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, well, congratulations and good luck to you. I know I'm going to see you in the Olympics.
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly.
Will you still, I know him.
Will you still know us?
Hold up a Chaz and AJ sticker.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Yes, please.
When you're getting your medal.
Your mom would
appreciate
you. You
can't have stickers at the Olympics, but after,
All right, we'll make you a painting.
He clearly knows the rules already.
Then get a tattoo.
All right, Joey, we're going to give you like a minute to address the class of 2020.
All right, sounds good. To the class of 2020, we have been through a lot, and I don't just mean this year. We were born in the shadow of 9/11. We lived through hurricanes. We were in fifth grade during the Sandy Hook tragedy, which was practically in our backyard. And here we are during a pandemic as well as unrest like we haven't seen since the 60s. We saw social media and smartphones take over during our childhood. Nothing seems normal, but nothing in our lives has ever seemed normal. So what do we do now? With an uncertain economy and an unknown future, we have to look within. Maybe now is the time to not take a traditional path. Maybe now is the time to do things a little different. If we've learned anything in our 12 years, it's that the rules are either broken or should be rewritten. We can be the generation that does that. Maybe the old ways of doing things aren't the right way. So ask yourself, what is it that I do best? What is it that I love? Are you an amazing artist, but you worry that won't sustain you? Now is the time to just do it. Are you great at writing but don't think you have what it takes to write a novel? Now is the time to try it. Are you interested in politics but don't want to put yourself out there? Just go for it. The world is upside down. You could let it sadden you or bring you down. or you could use this uncertain time to figure out who you are and what you do best, and then go do it. So go be you. Best of luck, class of 2020. Go make something happen.
Do you have to be good at everything?
That was awesome. Now, can you do it? Can you do it? Now, can you do a traffic report?
Yeah. You probably could.
God, you do it.
Well done.
Yes, man.
Yes.
Very
well done.
Positive and upbeat.
Seriously. Can I borrow that?
How old are you?
I'm 17.
Oh, my God.
See that?
AJ, what were you doing when you were 17?
Anything that I did like his by accident. That was me just trying to walk.
Congratulations, Joey, on all your success. Well deserved. We know you work very hard. And
yeah,
thanks
man.
For coming on and good luck.
Yeah, man.
Thank you guys so much for having me.